Okay, we will get started. Let me just tell you this. Everyone, be sure and silence your phone. And also, after this talk, I think we will go in and have a break because the second speaker is not here, so we'll have plenty of time for questions. For those that are going to speak too, I will let you know when there's 3 minutes left. I'll be sitting over here and you'll see me signal, and then I'll signal two. And then at one, I'll stand up, just as Gary did earlier. So with that, we will get started. And I'll also remind you that after the break, when we come back, we'll have speakers, and then we'll have a business meeting afterwards. So I'm expecting there'll be more people coming in. So with that, we'll get started. We're going to hear first from Dr. Xingxiang Zhu, right? All right, that's the best I can do. Talking about problems with salt and alkalinity in China.
Thank you, Chairman, and good afternoon, everybody. So it's my honor to attend this meeting and enjoy my some experience on the salt line improvement in several years. The title of my report is Salt and Alkalinity Problems and the Technological Requirement in China. So my name is Ju Zhongshan. Ju is my family name. Yes. So Zhongshan is my first name. So I'm from the K-Lab of Land Consolidation and Rehabilitation. Land Consolidation and Rehabilitation in Context, Ministry of Land and Resources, China. So my report contains, the content of my report, includes three parts. First, I want to introduce the status of salt and alkaline in China. So I need to summarize the characteristics of this status, large quantities, loss of time, and wide distributions. I think total about 3 million hectares, mainly distributed in three areas. The first is coastlines, and the northeast and the northwest. Among them, the quantity of northwest is more than 90%. This, 3 million hectares, including the salinized cultivated land. So I want to say that about 1 million hectares of salinized cultivated land improved is our main target, not the unused salt and alkaline land. And the part salinized soil improvement technologies and improvements. I think there are three technological measurements applied extensively in China. The first measure is desalinization by traditional open trains, and the second is soil salinization control by drip irrigation and plastic film. The third is desalinization by subsurface drainage and salt control. So the salinization by conditional open trains. These technologies is by open trains with by flooding irrigations. I think these technologies, the advantages of these technologies is easy to do, effective, global used. Now I think this is the main measures used in China. I think the problems of these technologies, there are three questions. One is the large amount of water consumed. Perhaps 40% of agricultural water consumed for desalinization in the salt and alkaline areas. The second is much work to be done for desalinating. Water supply and demand conflict. In the arid area, it's becoming more and more acute. water is unsustainable because of less and less supplies. As I want to see, there's another more potential problems about these technologies. I think this is ecological degradations brought in the drainage areas. Large amount of fresh water consumed, saline water produced in desalinizations, decreases runoff, even cut off of the related inland river. This is result from large water consumption, increase of water mineralization. So the second measurement is desalination by drip irrigation and practice films. Drip irrigation and practice film covering the land surface. These technologies by drip irrigation and practice film is extensively used in the arid area in northwest in China, which plays a significant role in the salinization and improvement as a mitigation measure to slow down the desalinization trend, but couldn't solve the problems fundamentally. So I want to introduce the advantage of these technologies. One is you effectively prevent the water from evaporation and slow down the salt accumulations in the soil surface. Second is effectively change the salt distribution in the cultivation layer by root fail leaching, which would bring the salt to the deep layer and the root spheres, lower down the salt content and guarantee the seeding and growth of the crops. Effectively prevent the increase of the salt content in the groundwater because the leached water from drip irrigation only reach to the depth of 40 to 60 centimeters, has not contact with the groundwater. So, the technology is that no large water engineering works is needed, such as irrigation and drainage, etc. I think the main problems of these technologies are four points. One is little effect for the moderate to severe saline alkali land, which still relies on the traditional broad irrigation to mitigate the salinizations. Not sustainable because the salt has not been eliminated from the soil, but accumulated irrigation, which results in the more severe salinizations and bring about the ecological crisis in the field scale. So I want to introduce the three measurements. Desalinization by subsurface drainage. The technology is in the several years of main research this technology in the several years. The principle is that the irrigation water supports salt is discharging from the soil through drainage. At the same time, controlling the groundwater to reasonable level to prevent the secondary salinization. Desalinization by subsurface drainage is in common use international, I think. Well, it's still a new technology and research in China. About these technologies, in the past several years in China, we have independently developed the large-scale complete equipment of pipe laying trencher with high level of automation information technologies that could be semi-automatically controlled. This machine is the 3 years ago we developed. So we are also in development in the standpipe equipment used to break the soil in parable years. I think this is the first one equipment we in development. So in the in engineering technologies, we have researched the pipe irrigation and the pipe drainage in engineering technologies based on the multi-stage subsurface pipes. So all pipes for irrigation and drainage are broad underground. So these technologies, there are several advantages. One is they could see water, save land, and effectively control soil salinity effectiveness. So this the two picture is show the principle and the process of the water growth. Use these technologies, there are 20,000 hectares we have developed and got good applications effect. This picture shows in the Fawu province in China, we developed the and applied the subsurface drainage technologies. Now we are developing the salt and alkaline improvement information service platform based on the wireless sensor networks, GIS, and Internet of Things, so that quantitative irrigation and drainage can be automatically controlled through the platform of Internet of Things. Now, this Internet we are still in developing searching. Through according to our experience about these technologies, summarize the five advantages. One is land saving 10%. Second is water saving 20-30%. Achieve the result of land salinity for the moderate serious salinization land in 2 or 3 years. So we can control the groundwater level and prevent the sect salinization through control the underground water level. So this technology is also suitable for the large scale project construction by modern engineering and so on. And I think there are two main problems. It's not result for us. One is it's not known if it is effective for the salinization cultivated land with deep groundwater because there is no practice in China. And the second is the substitute of traditional sand materials filter with synthetic filter material is a challenge and needs to be solved early. So I want to say, besides these engineering works or technologies, there are other chemical and biological technologies which are also important for the salinization land improvement, but not introduced here because not extensively applied in China at present. So as a last, I'll discuss technologies requirements in China. I think about the land salinization, there are three problems. One is the land crop, and the second is the problem of water, and the third is ecological problems. Because of the times, I want to the third problem. So at the scale of region of drainage beds, the regional technological crisis is caused by the cutoff of the inland drawers in the Tarim River Basin, which bring no water input and result in the salt moving towards the upstreams. on the spherical scale, it's difficult for the salt to be removed from the soil by long-time drip irrigation and years of salt accumulations. This will bring about the farmland ecological problems and unsustainable land use. So that salinization contributed land improvement is a systemic issue which covers land, water, and the ecological institutions. The salinization is not becoming mitigated, but more serious and worrying. This creates a worries should be held on and new technologies are needed. This picture is through the process of the degradation. So in my opinion about the technologies, the role of engineering technologies and option of the engineering technologies is the most practice and great potential option to development the pipeline water engineering projects, combining the subsurface drainage and drip irrigation for desalinization, I think. So the key technological issue to be solved next. In the theoretical aspect, the water salt temporal and spectral matching distribution of the target improvement soil layers above the subsurface pipe need to be solved. In the technology aspect, I think the further research could be carried out on the integrating of irrigation and drainage system to develop new pipe and engineering technologies. And in the new material aspect, traditional filter sand materials could not be substituted by the artificial synthetic field materials, such as non-wound fabrics. The substitute for the filter sand materials is needed, which is a key step for the development of the current trencher and will bring about a series of renovations on the desalinations by pipe drainage, I think. So at last, I want to say, about 70% of salt and land is distributed along the Silk Road economic belt proposed by Chinese government. The effective improvement of the salt and agriculture land would contribute much to the global food and ecologies. I hope there is a broad cooperation internationally. So that's all. This is my prayer. Thank you very much.